this is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted. So let's do all we can to keep advancing the causes and values we all hold dear. Making our economy work for everyone, not just those at the top. Protecting our country and protecting our planet. And breaking down all the barriers that hold any American back from achieving their dreams. We need you to keep up these fights now and for the rest of your lives. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall. We are going to have the biggest tax cut since Ronald Reagan. Immediately repealing and replacing the disaster known as Obamacare. I will be appointing pro-life judges. I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will announce our withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. Cancel every unconstitutional executive action, memorandum, and order issued by President Obama. We're going to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement and stop all payments of the United States tax dollars to UN global warming programs.
Are you saying that if you become president, you might try to appoint justices to overrule the decision on same-sex marriage?
I would strongly consider that, yes.
Armageddon has come. We are going to go to Union Square and attend a anti-Trump rally with fellow Americans who feel disenfranchised, angry, and like we are absolutely F-U-C-K-E-D with a capital F. Here comes the train. I am so nervous. Are you nervous? So far, subway seems normal. Everyone going about their day. Maybe they didn't hear the news. We should just follow the sirens. I assume where the police are is wherever people would be.
Hey. Where do we find the protest? You probably know.
No, I think it's over there somewhere.
You guys really protesting? It's raining.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's okay.
No, it's not.
Once you hear the chants getting louder, you know you're getting closer.
Are there a lot of people out there?
I have no idea.
Are you guys worried about Clinton protesters? No, you think they're pretty peaceful humans? Or
peaceful humans, they're animals.
Well, what if it was a Trump protest? That might be a little scarier, right?
No, the city's safe. Trump has a safe.
Wow, are you, is this the belief of the whole police force?
Of everybody.
Shit.
No, the majority, yeah. Probably.
The majority, not you. You didn't vote for him. All right. He likes cops, though, right? That's why cops like
he
him.
He loves us all. We love everyone who's peaceful. We love peace and prosperity.
Hi. You seem like you might have something to say. Can you tell me why you're here?
Yes, I can.
What are you doing here, and where are we?
Okay, so we are at Union Square at a rally in relation to the Trump election of yesterday night. And I'm from Germany doing my PhD here, or am here for my PhD in New York. and having lived all my life as a German with the interesting story or question, what to do if fascists ever got elected? I think the only thing to do if fascists get elected, as yesterday, is to protest and to make sure that we all have rights and they are not to be taken away and that we need resistance.
What do you think about America's future? Where do you think, what's the next 4 years going to be like?
I think there is the possibility of really dire shit happening. I think there could be like a lot of things, progressive stuff being taken away, like Obamacare being repealed, reproductive rights being circumscribed, massive, even more state-sanctioned racism. At the same time, I don't want to give up hope.
Why don't you think there are more people here?
I mean, it's only one day after the election, so it takes time to mobilize.
Okay.
And at the same time, I think many people have been feeling despair, didn't really know how to process the shock as it was so unexpected. But I'm sure many people more at home are feeling exactly the same way than we are feeling here. People are scared. Like my brother contacted me today. He is quite much younger than I am, and he's really scared. And he wanted me to know if there's going to be nuclear war, if people are going to be in prison. I told him I don't know because they elected a crazy person, but I told him that hopefully people will rise up and make sure nothing bad happens. And this would also be the message I'm sending to everyone else.
All right. Thank you so much.
Fuck your wall. Fuck your wall. Fuck your wall.
You guys are young people, right?
Yes, yeah. 20.
20, okay.
19.
Shit, I'm 12 years older than they are. Will you tell me a little bit about how you're feeling as young people since I no longer represent that?
I'm 24, fucked. Am I still young?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel fucked. I feel like everything we have worked for, so hard to get, is just going to get completely demolished now because this orange fucking man-baby fascist cunt is going to be fucking telling everyone what to do and making laws and having his filthy fucking fingers on the nuclear codes, which I don't want him on the big red button. I don't want his fucking hands there. I want his tiny little fucking hands there. I don't want that.
My biggest thing is I don't understand how as a parent you could possibly tell your kids
exactly.
not to be a bully, to respect
exactly.
women, all this stuff, and then your president, leader of the free world, is all the above. And the fact that he's supported by the KKK is just...
Yeah, that's so
And the
good.
Fact that you wouldn't call them deplorable and like, denounce their endorsement. And the fact that you wouldn't do that says something about you. And, like, the most powerful country in the world, we have this fucking clown running it. And then we also are considered, like, to be... We're also considered to be the leaders. We're considered to be the progressives. We're considered to be the ones who are supposed to lead the charge in making the world a better place. For gays, for women, for... foreigners, for immigrants, who are trying to make this place a better place, and then we elect him. We're sending a lot of mixed messages. And I guess why we're doing this is to let the rest of the world know that he does not represent us. We are still good people. Just because this asshole's in office now doesn't mean that we agree with it and that this is who we are.
Oh, boy. Nowhere near as colorful as that. I'm honestly just scared. That's it. I can't even be angry. I'm really just scared.
You're just scared.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah, my pussy's freaked out too. Yeah.
When we go near Trump Tower, if I had a vagina, it would just shrivel up and just close off.
Fucking penis flytrap.
Oh, yeah.
Shut that shit
down. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. It would go in red alert mode. Just nope, 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 nope. Shutting down. Goodbye. The end.
Guys, thank you. Thank you for being young people who give a fuck. That's good.
We should give a fuck. Is
yeah,
there a world we're talking about?
I don't know. You know, your generation, to be honest, is kind of a throwaway. You know, a little bit. I mean, you guys have been sitting on your ass for a long time.
Okay, honestly, this beats sitting at home making a bunch of memes about it.
That's true. That's true.
We should have maybe done this a little earlier.
A little earlier, perhaps.
Social media definitely helped fuel it, though.
It's almost, honestly, okay, it's almost like everyone woke up this morning and went, oh, shit.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait. This isn't okay.
The terrifying thing is, though, just the fact that in all 275 years, whatever it is, the country's been in existence, that there's never been greater divide than there is right now.
Right.
I mean, this
well,
is huge.
Civil War times were not great.
Okay, yeah, obviously.
Last night I was watching the votes come in all those states and everything, and I was thinking to myself, I'm going to fall asleep, wake up, and just pray it's all a bad nightmare, and it wasn't, sadly.
We have work to do. That's
we
it.
Have work to do.
We,
that's
like,
exactly
this,
right.
This right now isn't going to change the result.
No.
It's not. Like, it's a nice display of solidarity.
It's cathartic.
It's group therapy. It's a nice show of solidarity, but this isn't the majority.
How did she get the megaphone? Where's my megaphone?
Who is it?
I have a megaphone at home.
Who are you?
Oh, Zoe, hi.
Hi.
Oh,
who do you work
for? I'm a closeted trans, and that's my name that I picked.
You're a closeted trans?
I am a closeted trans.
You are now a male.
I'm biologically male, but I identify as female.
Got it.
But I'm just too scared to come out to people, so I'm closeted. I'm only open to a few people.
Okay. Well, how are you? Are you feeling like maybe it's time to show your true colors now that, like, there's nothing left to lose because we're in Armageddon?
I'm really hoping that's not the case because I don't want to come out when I was not Armageddon and then have to feel the wrath of my parents, because that would suck.
Ooh, that's a good sign.
Says, impeach Trump. Workers of the world, unite. You have nothing to lose but your chains. And then I got the American Revolution, 1776, the Tupac Amaru Rebellion in Peru, the indigenous uprising against the Spanish imperial state, the French Revolution in 2016, when the workers' revolution of the United States will be.
Did you look those up on Wikipedia, or did you know this off the top of your head?
No, I'm a PhD student that studies,
studies
colonial state oppression.
Study colonial state. This is like the best thing that could have happened for you. The rise of white power once more.
Well, I don't know if it's the best thing that could have happened to me, but I mean, it definitely exposes flaws in the system.
So tell me quickly, as someone who knows far more than I do, and my listeners will know, how the hell quickly did we get here, do you think?
Well, I think there's a misconception, specifically amongst the like the working poor or the new working class, that NAFTA or free trade agreements has displaced their jobs, and that Trump, in his infinite wisdom, is going to reorganize the trade deals. But they don't realize that those jobs are probably not coming back, and if NAFTA is reorganized, it's only going to increase the tariff.
Right.
And I think people are going to be pretty upset when you know they can't get their apples year-round for $2.99 a pound because United States farmers can ship them to Mexico or vice versa. So I think there's a general misconception. I think that is a good opportunity to stand up for workers' exploitation in a positive way, not in a fear-mongering way.
Give me some other times that were as bad as this in history that we got through. Give me some hope that, like...
Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of parallels, actually, with Andrew Jackson's election. Same sort of thing where there's the working poor, working white poor voted for Andrew Jackson in a popular Democratic vote. And then he went on to displace tens of thousands of Native Americans into Oklahoma and into the Midwest. And I think that's sort of the same sort of mentality that he has with immigrants in general that Trump has. So I think that that's a parallel. This is really an anomaly in the American democratic system. I would say that possibly the Civil War would be a parallel to that, where the sort of like still like the instilling fear into the people that the election of Abraham Lincoln would cause some sort of economic turmoil for the South and their plantation economy. But I think that for the most part, the democratic process seems to be working just as the framers of the Constitution intended it to.
What do we do now? What do you think? 4 years. Can we make it through this?
No, because Donald Trump is a criminal.
Okay.
He is an international criminal who revokes passports from Pakistani laborers in India to build his condos.
My only point is, everyone's really sad. People are at home, like, depressed.
Yeah.
Is there anything to say of, like, maybe this could revolutionize and make people get up off their asses? Because I haven't seen Americans get up off their asses since, the 1% rallies and marches that didn't last very long.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Do something. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is that it needs to be kind of around-the-clock pushing of this issue. And I'm guilty of that. In academia, I feel like I study labor inequality, capitalist exploitation, state-sanctioned coercion of labor, and I sat in my office and I wrote my papers and stuff, but I never created a public outlet for it, and I feel like it just needs to be round-the-clock awareness of what's going on.
This is hard.
It's a moment to be positive, to think about discontinuity and rupture and the possibilities.
Rupture. I'm out of words. I didn't think this. I just never thought this would happen. Did you?
Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, "Men are born free, and everywhere they're in chains." And that was in the 18th century. So, yeah, I thought it would happen at some point.
I wish you would have told me. Hey, I have a question for you. Can I see your sign? Republicans and Democrats are the most dangerous terrorist groups in the U.S. Tell me what you're doing here.
I came to this protest.
And what are we protesting?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I am protesting the Republican-Democrat two-party state. I think a lot of people in this country recognize that the two-party system is a threat to the Constitution and to the people of the United States. They are probably, I mean, as my sign says, these two groups are the most dangerous terrorist organizations in this country. I would have been here protesting if Clinton won, yes. Okay. They are the definition of terrorism is the threat of the use of force against civilian populations to achieve political ends. Under that definition, the Republican and Democrat policy, bipartisan policy, is, in my view, terrorism.
And what particularly, what could you start in on this line of work? Like, what inspired you to get out in the rain with a cardboard sign and protest this stuff?
I've been doing this since the late 90s. I'm involved in many groups. I was involved, do you remember the anti-globalization movements?
Sure.
Okay, I was involved in the anti-globalization movement, and then there was the anti-war movement. I was involved in the Tea Party movement, Occupy Wall Street.
Right. I mean, are we getting anywhere? I mean, you've been protesting for 20 years. Do you feel like you've enacted any kind of change?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't, that's not, I'm just one person.
But so this is the day after the election, right? What do you think about a week, 2 weeks from now, and things sort of die down?
Well, I think people will still be pretty angry. I mean, you know, I was talking with a friend who was a Clinton supporter. She was like, oh, now we're going to have to protest everything he does. I was like, well, I don't know about you. I've been, the last 8 years have been nonstop protests for me.
Obama was no better for you.
No, he was just the Bush administration policy, you know, with a different name. But, you know, now we'll see the hypocrisy of the Democrats once again, because now once Donald Trump starts prosecuting all of the same wars and policies as Obama did, Democrats will be opposed to it again. They didn't seem to have much of a problem with it when Obama was murdering people with drones.
Is there anything to hope for? Or are we?
One of my favorite quotes in that regard is from Franz Kafka, and the quote goes, "There is hope, but not for us."
People like him. That's why they are on the street. I don't know, you know.
Who don't they like?
I think they like the new president. That's why they are
They
here.
Do not like the new president.
Oh, yeah?
They were protesting him.
Oh, my God. Yes. I think they like him. That's why they
are. No. Where are you from?
Me, I'm from Senegal.
You're from Senegal.
Yes.
What do you think about the election?
It's about the election, but, you know, I don't have... I think because if they vote for him, is win, that means America, they love him. And he say he's going to change America again, make America Greek again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course, we have to leave him to do what he thinks to do.
Are you sure? But you come from Africa. You know that dictators don't do well for people.
But life, people change. Maybe you never know. Maybe he can do.
Maybe
yes, too.
What kind of immigrant are you? He's going to kick all of us out. Come on.
No. He can't.
Are you sure?
In America, listen to me. No, because America... Without immigrant, you know what I'm saying, is zero. Everybody know that. Who's going to dish your dishwasher? Who's going to do the dishwasher? It's only the immigrant to do the dishwasher. Right? You think the people to live here, they want to do dishwasher? Never.
Can you just stop?
Eh? How many jobs the people to live here, they don't want to do it? Only immigrant people to do this kind of jobs.
Right.
And now if you say you want to take out everybody outside, how is it going to work? That's not possible. That's not possible.
Everybody needs dishwashers.
Yeah, everybody needs dishwashers. Right, huh? Who's going to cook in your restaurant? Yes, of course.
Do you have family that wants to come to the U.S.?
Yeah, of course. I have family here. I have my child. They born here. You know, I have
what
wife
What do you tell
here.
Your kids? Are my they scared?
No. Why they have to scared? Why?
I don't know.
No, they don't have to scared. They born here, you know. Scared one.
Yeah, they've got passports.
No,
your kids don't give a shit.
Of course.
Well, according to a Senegalese man, because we all need dishwashers, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry, immigrants. Yeah. You can always clean up our shit. Don't worry.
Right. Everybody needs dishwasher. Yes or no?
Oh, all right. Well, then we're fine. I'm not worried anymore. What are you doing specifically here? What does your sign say?
I have two sides of my sign. One said minorities matter.
Yeah.
And the other side says not our president. I'm here because Trump is terrible for human rights. He has a VP who wants to shock the gay out of people. It's awful. Completely awful.
I can't believe that's still on the bat. Like, I didn't know gays could be cured. I didn't know.
Apparently.
Now that's all my fag friends. Like, you can't cure that shit. No way.
No, you can't.
They're gay till they die. You can fucking hook them up to, like, a lobotomy machine. They'll come out like, hey, girl. So what does this mean to you?
Well, I'm gay, and I don't want to get shocked to be cured, so.
How is the gay community feeling?
A lot of my friends and I are just very scared. Very scared of this possibility that we're going to lose our right to marry and that conversion therapy is going to be passed.
We stand for the system at hand, united. We stand for the system at hand, united.
Can I see your sign real quick? What does this say? I stand with my Muslim brothers and sisters, LGBTQ brothers and sisters, undocumented brothers. Awesome. That's great. Did you make the sign?
Yes.
You did.
We're here with our kids and our family to stand against Trump and all that, you know, he ran on a platform of anti-Muslim, anti-LGBTQ, anti-immigrant, and so we think it's important to be here to say that we don't stand for that and that we're going to fight him and his supporters for the next 4 years. We lived through 8 years of Bush, so we'll live through this.
Where are you guys from? What's your background?
My family's from the Philippines, and we family from New York.
Okay, so you just, this has nothing to do with your background. You just want to show your kids that we are, you know, that we still stand for tolerance.
Well, and we're, you know, we're immigrants too, so.
Right. Yeah, obviously, we're all kind of immigrants, right? It was just what's so confusing about this entire thing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, yeah, thanks.
Bye, guys. Oh, shit. What's happening? All right, come on, let's go in. Will you tell me what your sign says and what it means?
It says La lucha es de todos, and it means the fight is for everyone.
Where are you from?
I was born here. My family's from Ecuador. It's a country in South America.
Thank you for telling me where Ecuador is. I think I'm that white, huh? What's your family feeling like? What did, like, your friends and family back home like?
I mean, it's just heartbreaking. Like, I feel like America was born on immigration. It's a country of immigrants. And to have a candidate who wants to reject all that or reject what we're all about is just heartbreaking. I mean, I've cried countless times over family or friends who I know have come here for a better life, have come here for the pursuit of the American dream and are just being shunned. And, like, people who have lived here more than their own native country, and now they have no country, they have no identity, and it's heartbreaking. Some people I know, they've given up. They want to go home. They're done. They're going, not even home, to a place that they haven't been in decades and years, you know. They're retreating, they're giving up, and it's just heartbreaking because everyone came here and abandoned culture, family, friends, their whole entire lives, have come here with nothing to try to build something, and now they just have to leave. Like, they're afraid, they're terrified. They're waking up every day and they're like, you know what, today's probably the day. Is he gonna mobilize now? Like, then when January comes, Every man is going to be afraid for their life.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming. It's good to know that the young kids are out, you know? Yeah. It's good to know. It's just like, thank you for not Netflixing and chilling. I appreciate it.
This is the New York City Police Department. Please be advised that pedestrians are not permitted to walk in the street or roadway. Pedestrians are also prohibited from obstructing sidewalks. If you unlawfully obstruct pedestrian traffic or walk in the street or roadway, you may be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct, a violation of New York State penal law.
Is this group actually going to be allowed to march to Trump's place? Is that allowed? Can they do that without a permit?
You do need a permit. That's the law. So we'll all see what happens.
So, like, if 3,000 of these people start moving, what do you guys stop them or what happens?
Well, my operation is to stand here, so that's all I'm going to do. I'm operation stand here.
Operation stand here and smile.
Yeah. I smile.
Fair
and
enough.
Stand here.
Do you think it would have been better if Hillary had won? You think
I have
for police?
No opinion either way.
All right.
I don't have an opinion.
It's amazing. The cops seem to not have an opinion. They just like...
We are paid to...
You're paid to just smile.
Smile and protect and serve.
Protect and serve.
Smile
and stand. Beat your ass or smile and shoot, depending. You don't know which.
I would always smile.
So it is illegal for this to mobilize and, like...
Probably,
like,
yeah.
They might have a permit.
Ooh, a bus.
A bus is fucked up.
No. They just stopped the bus?
It must have.
No, come on. It's big enough to stop the buses. That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
Donald Trump is gonna go. Hey, hey. Go home.
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey.
There's a Trump, there's a tuba? And a marching band pays off. Mom, I knew those tuba lessons would pay off one day. Oh man, look at all these buses. Oh God. Oh. I'm sitting in the street. There's a wonderful MTA bus driver who's just stuck in traffic. How do you feel about this?
Hey, listen, you guys got to do what you got to do, you know what I mean? I appreciate it. Yeah,
I mean, you're getting paid by the hour, though, so, yeah, like, you're
all
right.
Still, you know, I want to go home, but it's still, you guys got to do what you got to do.
Where are all your customers? Did they leave?
They left.
Get the fuck, you had a full bus? Everyone
got
just got out?
They just would get off and walk. I got a few of them who's back here.
How long have you been here for?
About 25, 30 minutes. It's long. It's a lot of people.
How many people do you think are out here?
Good couple. Way over the thousands.
It's so nice to talk to you. How are you guys feeling?
I just want
to
go. Good, how are
feeling
you?
Feeling good? Very powerful?
Fuck
yeah, man. Why do you guys feel powerful?
Because this is like, I didn't expect a turnout like this.
I didn't either. How
and
many?
Like, I've got chills constant, like, since.
How old are you guys? Like 19?
24.
24?
Yeah.
Baby face. What do you think this means? Do you think this is going to do anything?
I hope so.
I mean, at most, it's bringing people together
for unity.
If we want to think really, really tactically about the things that we need to do to, like, protect ourselves in the coming weeks, at least for women, something really important is going and getting an IUD, like, tomorrow. Because reproductive rights are going to get squashed in the next couple years. I think there's a real risk that Roe v. Wade's overturned with a new Supreme Court justice, that Obamacare is repealed, and suddenly there's no coverage for contraception, or at least no required coverage for contraception. It can be more expensive to be insured as a woman because, hey, we get pregnant.
Right.
Like, shit is going down.
Yeah.
So, guys, go get an IUD. Like, take care of yourself.
Yes, men, go get IUDs. Put them in your dick so we don't get pregnant.
Deal.
Yeah.
Deal.
Why can't dudes have IUDs? Fuck this nonsense.
You just get them cut.
Clearly, yes. Do they know where they're going, you think, this group of people?
I think this is a, like, we are trying to cover as much ground as possible.
It's true. Because once we get to, I wonder what they're doing at Trump Tower now to, like, keep everybody out, right?
Are they,
like,
fucking thing down?
Yeah, that's police. That's fucking police.
My president!
Where's he going?
My president!
They don't go anywhere. They just linger over us.
That helicopter is big.
My president!
I hear him. I hear him. I hear the cops. I hear them. It's such a weird sound that, like...
The sound of fear?
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're here. We did it. We're at Trump Tower. Question is, now what do we do? Dakota, what do we do now?
I think we go home and start working on the real shit.
All right.
I think we're glad that we were a part of this. And we go home and we start heading home.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
And I find it kind of funny, find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
One can only hope that the expression, it's only darkest before the dawn, is at play here. You know, it feels like the world is a totally different place. Ever since the election, I've never had a palpable change in my heart and my gut and in the streets, you know, my neighborhood. I've never felt something like this. Obama's first election, I remember feeling a sense of like, this is it. This is gonna be the best time for this country. This is the best time to be alive. And now I feel almost the same way again. After sitting with it and attending the rally last night, I've decided that this election will allow us to stop Netflixing and chilling. This election is going to inspire the millennials and the newest generation to use the technology for good. I'm hoping that all of us can rise up and be our best selves and create the kind of world that we want to live in. I'm hoping that we reconsider the Electoral College, our entire process in electing representatives in the beginning. And I'm just hoping that this allows us all collectively to band together to fight, you know, the face of actual evil. We haven't had a villain like this in a long time. I mean, Bush was bad. It was really bad. But it didn't feel like this. This feels like a line in the sand. This feels like the 10 plagues. This feels biblical. This feels like Babel. This feels like we have been blasted apart and we have to regroup and come together and, you know, seal up our wounds and just dig the deepest we've ever dug to find the common ground to move forward. I myself have found a resolution, you know, to put away all of the jokes and the, you know, the dick pics and all this funny stuff that I've been reveling in all this time, and pick up my microphone and do something that feels good and feels right, and actually see what I can do with my little tiny soapbox to change the world to be the place that I want to live in. As for now, as the shock still seeps into our souls, I hope that you can find the silver lining in your own little tiny communities. Find love, find hope, find happiness, find sunlight, find fluffy animals, find a reason to get out of bed in the morning, find love, break bread between your fellow man, make new friends, and don't let fear and pessimism and darkness settle into your soul, because if that happens, we're doomed. One by one, we can make a change. I don't know what that change is yet, but I think it's going to be really inspiring to watch people rise to the occasion. I send you nothing but healing, white light, and love for everybody right now. And I think that the hurt has just begun. But if we play our cards right, we can get through this. So you can always follow me on my Twitter, Genuinely False. On my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale. Leave me a review if you feel like it. On my iTunes page, please share my stories with the ones that you love. It's getting harder and harder to find the time to make this podcast work. So if somehow we can get to a bigger platform, I might be able to do this full time. So if you love me, and I could really use some love, please help me share it. Okay, guys. I'm gonna go to bed.